This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
InshaAllah ta'ala. It's ajeeb. This is maybe a reminder again about this halaqat al-dhikr, halaqat al-yudhkaru fiha asmullah, halaqat al-Qur'an, halaqa yuhibbuha Allah wa rasuluhu wa yuhibbuha al-malaika. This is the types of gathering that Allah loves, that the angel, in fact, they search and they travel around just looking for these types of gathering whereby the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned, especially Hilaq al-Dhikr and Hilaq al-Qirat al-Qur'an. The Hilaq, as it's been narrated in the many hadith, but this particular hadith, مَجْتَمْعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, you know, people who get together in one of the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَتَدَارَسُونَهُ, they recite the book of Allah or they study it. And this is exactly what we're doing. And then what are the fruits? The fruits are, subhanAllah, numerous. One of which is the rahmah will overwhelm them. The sakina will descend upon them. The angels will surround them. And the angel at the end will tell them, stand up and leave, all your sins have been forgiven. So these are all the fruits and the merits of Hilaq al-Dhikr. You know, so this is just a reminder to maybe, inshallah ta'ala, try to encourage you to try to attend these types of halaq, whatever they could be, you know, something that you could learn from, inshallah ta'ala. Tafaddal.
We'll be reading Hisham in Arabic, so there will be slight changes or slight differences, so don't be alarmed when we say it.
No.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم بارك لنا في هذا المجمع الطيب اللهم باركنا في هذه الوجوه الطيبة المنورة صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى كما جمعنا في بيته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this beautiful gathering as we've gathered here tonight inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to gather us all in a better gathering in the presence and the companionship of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. With Surah Al-Baqarah, still talking about with Bani Israel and all the ni'am that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings that He's blessed them with. The last ayah that we talked about was regarding the وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Who is more wrong than those who prevent people from entering or coming to the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preventing His word to be mentioned, such as the masajid, such as people preventing them from not just entering the masjid, preventing them from giving halaqat. And I mentioned that last week, there are certain masajid where you if in some other countries, when you go to a masjid, you have to be a certain age, or you have to be in that locality, because if that masjid is not in your locality, you're not, you won't be able to go into that particular masjid. You only get to go to the masjid which is in your neighborhood. People who go for Fajr, they have to be a certain age. Talking about Gaza, talking about Palestine. So talking about, alhamdulillah, Masjid al-Haram is open 24/7, and Medina is open 24/7. The other sacred masjid, which is Masjid al-Aqsa, they definitely relate to this ayah that says, who is more wrong than those who prevent people from entering the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then right there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to those who can't, طيب وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّ فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And to Allah belong. You see, every ayah just like a chain. One leads to the other. You know this like a chain, you know, that have beads. One leads to the one another. One ayah leads to one another. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. طيب, you're prevented from this, from entering the masjid. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. To Allah belong the east and west. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Anywhere you face, that where is the qibla is. That's where Allah Azza wa Jal, wherever you are. Yes, when this woman, she came to Rasulullah, you know, and she claimed to be a Muslim, a believer, the Prophet asked her the question, أَيْنَ اللَّهِ. And the Sahaba, they used to test people whenever they claim to be a Muslim or they want to become a Muslim. The first question they may ask them is, Ayn Allah? Where is Allah? Because this has opened a big debate amongst different sects. Those who say Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. And there are certain sects that say that. Allah Azza wa Jal is in the heavens, but He's everywhere with His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu fi samaa. وَلَكِنْ مَعَانَا بِعِلْمِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ. He's with us with His knowledge. He knows where you're doing. He knows where you are. But where is Allah? Allah is in the heaven, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُسْتَوِيٌ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ. Ascended on His throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Here comes answers the question about the qibla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah was revealed with regard to salat al-nafilah, the voluntary prayers. If you cannot face the qibla, so with regard to salat al-nafilah, if you're not able to face the qibla, or you don't know where the qibla is, or you're traveling, you can face anyway, as long as you make certain efforts, right, to try to seek where the qibla is. But if you're not able to know where the qibla is, or it is impossible for you to pray facing the qibla, you know, you're on a plane and it's like constant ishad al vibration, what is it called? Turbulence. Constant turbulence, and the pilot kept the sign on throughout the journey. You can't stand and the qibla is behind you. Now it's a... Well, not only for nafil, in fact, the hukm will even apply beyond the nafil also for the fard, right? So, but for the nafil, this ayah was revealed with regard to salat al-nafila. You can pray, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَتَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Anywhere you face, that's where the qibla is. And then, as I mentioned, came in the ahkam of the, with regard to certain necessities. If you are in the haram, your qibla is inside the haram. As you are in the haram, yani the haram is when you're facing the qibla, which is the Kaaba. If you come outside of the haram, where is your qibla? The qibla is the haram. Anywhere you are in Mecca, your qibla is in the haram. You face the haram, whatever the haram is, that's where the qibla is. Right? As you go, you zoom in and zoom out. And then as you zoom out, like you come out of Mecca, you see, here's the qibla, you know. Is actually Mecca, like the Kaaba is right there? And then we see Mecca is right there. So when you come out or you zoom out of Mecca, where's your qibla? Your qibla becomes Mecca. When you go to, come to Canada, where's the qibla? Mecca. And Mecca is huge, like, you know, when you say Oakville. Oakville is big. Where is Al-Falah Masjid? Al-Falah is in the north or south. Northwest, or you know what I'm saying, right? Northeast, southeast, southwest, whatever. No, so then, but when you come out of Oakville, if let's say the Qibla is Oakville, when you go to Montreal, where's the Qibla? The Qibla is no longer Al-Falah. The Qibla is Oakville. ولله مثل الأعلى. When you come out from Mecca, your Qibla is Mecca. And when you come out of this entire earth, where is the Qibla? When you go up to the moons, there's moons, there's only one. When you come out, when you go to the moon, what is your Qibla? The Qibla is on earth. فأينما تولوا ثم وجه الله. Anywhere you face, that's where the face of Allah, that's where the Qibla is. وقالوا, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla moves from there, and they say, وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا. The Israeli, they said, Uzair ibn Allah. The Christians, they say, Al-Masih ibn Allah. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And here, I'm going to bring in some really nice examples that we can all relate to. Especially to those who, let's say, celebrate Christmas. Those who celebrate Christmas is an indication that you are in the same path, like in the belief that Allah has walad. And they claim that Allah has a son. I don't believe that Allah is a son, but I celebrate Christmas with them. That's what they are doing, basically. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Subhanahu. He cannot be God. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he have a son? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why Allah cannot have a son? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference between us and them. The main difference is, they say Al-Masih ibn Allah, they say Uzair ibn Allah, we say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. This is the main difference. قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. We say Allah is Ahad. Allah is Samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. They say Allah has got a son. We say, لَا قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allah is Samad. And this is their tawheed. Their tawheed. It's not tawheed actually. This is their trinity. The ruh, الرب, الروح, اليسوع. Right? Ar-Rab, the Trinity. The Rab, the Lord. The Ar-Ruh, which is Jibreel. Or which is what they call it. Yeah, Ar-Ruh is Jibreel. And then Al-Yasu', which is Isa. You know, this is the, they call it three in one and one in three. Can you understand? Ana personally, I can't, we Muslims cannot understand. They are the only ones who can and cannot understand. Even they cannot understand. Even when they try to explain it to you, they know they are making no sense. How can three be in one and one be in three? Huh? Did you ever understand this? Subhana. Subhanallah replies to them, Subhana, praise be to him. How can he? Subhana. بَلَّهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. To him belong that which is in the heavens and earth. What does Allah mean by here? بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Those who are in the heavens, who? The angels. They worship him. They belong to him. And al-ard, al-ard, you and I and the jinn and all, al-ard. So those who are on earth and those who are in the heavens, they all belong to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُ. If they were to say Allah has a son, there's a big problem here. What is the problem? When you have a son, you have a son. I know you have a son. But what happens to you? You have a son, your son becomes what? Becomes your? Warith. Warith. The one who inherits from you. He will inherit you. This is what a son is. A daughter, whatever, a son. He inherits after you. So when you say Allah has a son, yani somebody's going to inherit? Astaghfirullah. Allah is the supreme inheritor. Allah, one of his name is Al-Warith. Al-Warith, the supreme inheritor. What does that mean for Allah to be Al-Warith? We're all going to die and back to Allah, the supreme inheritor. You, I, if I were to pass away and then I have a son, my son will inherit whatever estate I have left me. But for Allah, Allah Ahad, As-Samad, Lam Yalid Wa Lam Yulad, الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لا سنة ولا نوم لا يموت. Allah الحي is the all Allah, is the all living, he doesn't die, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they say Allah has a son, in itself it's a, you know, it's an argument that they cannot make any sense of. And then Allah says, Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. Badi'u, he is the originator of the heavens and earth. How can he have a son? How can he get begotten, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. He's the originator of the heavens and earth. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُلُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When he wills something, all he has to say is be, and it is. You know, his order is between Al-Kaf and Noon. Two letters. Ka, Noon. Kaf, Noon. Kun. Kun means be, and it is. That's all he has to say, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wills something, he will just say be, and it will. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal here, when he says, in إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Please understand, this is a very nice something that I have searched a lot to bring this, you know, beautiful understanding of this particular ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of commands. Allah Azza wa Jal, أو كلامه ينقسم إلى قسمين. كلام الله أو أمر الله. نقول أمر الله. The commands of Allah is of two categories. أمرٌ كوني وأمرٌ شرعي. أمرٌ كوني. We have a universal command, and then you have a religious command. Two things. Universal command, be and it is. Universal command. The only difference between universal command and religious command is al-ikhtiyar. What is ikhtiyar? A choice. Universal command, you have no choice. Death, you have no choice. Life, you have no choice. Al-qadr, you have no choice. The decree of Allah, it meant to have. You have no choice. Allah has decreed something, it will happen. Allah did not decree for that thing, it shall not happen. This is universal command. He is the only one who decrees and makes decisions. But then you have shara'i command, the huwa, a religious command, amran shara'i, such as what? Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanat ila ahliha. You have the choice. Ta'addi wa la mat'addi. Allah orders you to give back the amanat to those who they belong to. Allah orders you to return the amanat. But it is your choice. You want to return it? Allah orders you to return it. You don't want to return it? It's your choice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمْرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah orders justice and ihsan. It's your choice. Allah orders you to be just. Allah orders you to do ihsan, excel in anything that you do. ولكن it's your choice to be adl, to be just or not to be just. It's your choice. This is religious command versus universal command. أمر كوني سبحانه وتعالى. أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. It's a religious command or universal command. Establish the prayers and pay the zakat. Religious. You choose to pray or not to pray. It's your choice. اختيار لك. Whereas al-marad, you got sick. You have no, this is not your, can the doctor heal you, by the way? The doctor, can he? The doctor can cure you? Can the doctor cure you? Can the doctor give you shifa? The doctor is a mean. You go to the doctor when you get sick, but it is not the doctor who can give you the healing. The healing comes from Allah al-Shafi. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I get sick, he is the one who gives me shifa. Who said that? Ibrahim alayhi salam. See, this is amr kawni. This is a command that is kawni, that is universal. Right? Asra, adra, nafa. The one who harm is Allah. The one who benefit is Allah. It is not your boss who benefit you. It is not your enemy who harms you. It all happens with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kawni. Nasr. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. The victory comes from Allah. This is universal. I do what I'm supposed to. But if I need to seek help, you know, and seek victory, the only one who can give me victory is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. And then the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have no knowledge, وقال الذين يعلمون, those who have no knowledge, they say, لولا يكلمنا الله. This is like what this ayah, this ayah was revealed when certain munafiqeen, they came to Rasulullah and they say, أنت محمد إن كنت رسول خلي الله يكلمنا. They went to the Prophet, this hypocrite, they say, if you claim you're a prophet, let Allah talk to us. Let Allah talk to us directly. Just like the Bani Israel, when they said Musa, they told Musa, we want to Allah, let Allah talk to us. وَقَنَ الَّذِي لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And those who don't know, those who have no knowledge, they say, لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةٍ. If Allah was to talk to us, or to speak to us, or can bring some miracle to us. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Ya Muhammad, these people, whatever they say to you, other prophets were being told the same thing. I mean, like Musa, he's been told the same thing. The same was said. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are the same. The hearts of these people, hypocrites, and the heart of those people sick who went to Musa and told him, they are the same hearts. كُفَّار مُنَافِقِينَ the same. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. قَدْ بَيِّنَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. And then Allah answers to them, "Inna." This is a clear indication, and the talk is coming directly from Allah. Inna, nun al-azama. Inna, we, inna, مش إنا. There's inna, or there's inna, inna, هذه inna, we, nun al-shadda, inna. أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. We, O Muhammad, have surely, we're the one who sent you. Who sent Muhammad? Is it? Is this an answer to Allah Azza wa Jal? From Allah Azza wa Jal to them, we are the ones. It is Allah who sent Muhammad. Allahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Muhammad. And then, brothers and sisters, the following ayah, as previously talked about, these people, the non-believers, two groups, they will. This is what will please them, things that will please them, and things that will not please them. So Allah Azza wa Jalla here comes back in this other ayah, confirming وَلَنْ تَرْضَى. And then here Allah Azza wa Jalla explicitly mentions who will. They shall not be pleased. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ يَا Muhammad. The address here is to Muhammad. But something like this, when it is addressed to Prophet Muhammad, it is addressed to the Ummah of Rasulullah. We can't just say that the address is on for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the address in here is to the Ummah of Rasulullah. What is Allah Azza wa Jalla saying? وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ. And they hug us and they tell us how much they love us and they bring us gifts and they pay us and this and that. And وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى. The Yahud and the Nasara, they shall not be pleased with you, ya Muhammad. وَيَا أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ. Until when? وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنِ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Until you follow their path. They celebrate this, you celebrate it with them. They follow this, follow it with them. Until you follow their faith. لَنْ النَّافِيَة تَرْضَى عنك اليهود والنصارى. حتى, until when? Until you leave Islam. This is what they want. Then they will be pleased. Until you leave the religion of Rasulullah. Until you disbelieve in Rasulullah. Then they will be pleased. لن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى. حتى تكفر. And by the way, even if the اليهود والنصارى, between them, there are conflicts, agreements. And these disagreements are in Aqidah. But when it comes to Islam against the Muslims, they get together. And the...
Doesn't Allah say,
منهم قسيس. So when you talked about, you know, about them, there's this ayah that mentions that the closest to the Muslim or to the believers amongst these two are an-Nasara, right? Yeah. But still, لن ترضى عنكم. لن يرضى عنك حتى تتبع ملتهم. Huh? بس النصارى أي نصارى by the way؟ إيه إحنا بنتكلم الآن أنا أترك عن النصارى. النصارى اللي تبعوا عيسى، النصارى دوبليه، النصارى مش النصارى اللي هو سيد اللي قالوا النصارى هو سيد عيسى ابن الله مثلا.
النصارى
الموحدين. Unitarians amongst them, the Unitarians, those who believe in the oneness of Allah عز وجل. Here, listen, حديث رسول الله. And this is a message to some Muslims, a lot of Muslims. لتتبعن سنن سنن مش سنن لتتبعن سنن من من كان من قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع حتى إذا دخلوا جحر ضب لاتبعتموه. قال الصحابة قال يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى قال ومن. The Prophet ﷺ says you would follow the path of those before you inch by inch, inch by inch. They did this just step by step, inch by inch, step by step. So much so if they were to enter the hole of a lizard, you will follow them. Habib said, the Jews and the Christians, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet says, then who else? Who else? Of course, that's what I'm talking about. You will follow them blindly. And you see that a lot nowadays. Blindly. It's fun. It's fun to do trick and treat. It's fun, right? It's only fun. You have hijab and niqab going around collecting candy. But even if they were to enter a hole of a lizard, you will follow them. That's exactly what it is. Follow them blindly. Don't we don't even know the history behind these practices. And you will find out that there's people who don't practice these types of celebrations. There's amongst them people who don't even practice the birth of Jesus because they know that the birth of Jesus was in December. And it cannot have been in December. Yet, it's a business. Even at the time of Rasulullah, Quraysh did not believe in the Prophet or did not want people to believe in Rasulullah. You see, because they need bread and butter. Isn't it? That's their business. 360 idols in the Kaaba. Each tribe has its own idol stored in the mansion that the caravan go through without being attacked. And then you Arabs, as we pass by, instead, because Quraysh, they do business. Quraysh, they do trade. So they travel a lot. So we go through these different types of different villages, different tribes. So as we go through your tribe, don't attack us. In return, we're going to take one of your idols and put it inside there. So this is a treaty. This is business. Comes this man, Muhammad. La, all these are to be destroyed. This is our bread and butter. So here, it's all business. You know, this Christmas and New Year's and this and that. New Year's, you know how much money gets spent on New Year's? Christmas and all this. And the Prophet Muhammad, حتى تتبع ملتهم. Judaism, they have a millah. It's not religion, it's a millah. It's a faith. Because there's only one religion. Do you know this, brothers, or you don't know that? If you don't know, well, no. Now you know. From the Quran, there's only one religion. Al-Islam. Isa was a Muslim. Musa was a Muslim. Before them, Nuh was a Muslim. Ibrahim was a Muslim. The disciples of Isa, they were Muslims. And I will tell you the ayat from the Quran. But what are those? They are milal, different paths and faith. Shara'i'. It's a sharia, but it's not a religion. There's only one religion because Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought forth is al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي الْغَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلْيُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ. النصارى قالوا, and by the way, here's something interesting here, brothers, and I don't know if your sisters are here, and those who are online, Jazakumullah khair, you know, welcome here. Don't think or be mistaken. It's never about borders or countries or the conflict between Muslims and the others is about aqidah. It's about the mu'taqad. They will come, they have a problem, like I mentioned, between a conflict between the Christians and the others, but then when it comes to Islam, la, Islam is aqidah. They will get together and form their coalition against something called Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is why I kept saying earlier, they said Nasara, they said Masih. Allah, and we say Qul Allahu Ahad. And then the Banu Israel, the Yahud, they said Uzair ibn Allah, and we say Qul Allahu Ahad. This is why, this is our main difference. We said Allah, they say Masih. We said Allah, they say Uzair. That's it. Isa, he said to about his disciples, فَلَمَّا حَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. This is the conversation between Isa and the disciples. بأننا مسلمون. من أنصار إلى الله. Who are the supporters? Who are my those? You know, my disciples, the disciples, they said, حواليون, they said, نحن أنصار الله. We are the Ansar of Allah. آمنا بالله. We believe in Allah. We believe in Allah. واشهد يا عيسى. اشهد يا عيسى. Bear witness. أننا مسلمون. We are Muslims. So they're Muslims. يعقوب. Was يعقوب a Muslim? His children. Who is the father? يعقوب is, who's يعقوب? إسحاق. إسحاق is, I'm sorry, is إسرائيل. يعقوب is إسرائيل. Who are his children? بنو إسرائيل. Okay, بنو إسرائيل. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت لبنيه ما تعبدون من قبلي من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسحاق وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن لهم مسلمون. When يعقوب was dying and then his children were there, who are you going to worship after me? He's telling his children, who are you going to worship after me? They said, we shall worship the God of your father. Ilahaka, your God, and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. Ilaha wahida. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Only one God. Nahnu lahu muslimun. And we're Muslims. We're Muslims. So the Muslims. Who else? Wa umirtu an akuna min al muslimin. Nuh was a Muslim? Yes, Nuh was a Muslim. And what is Islam? Submission to Allah. You submit to Allah. هذا هو الإسلام. ونوح وأمرت and I was ordered to be from the Muslims. Yusuf was a Muslim. Yusuf was a Muslim. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. توفني, before I die, I want to die as a Muslim. وألحقني بالصالحين. Let me join the righteous. So when I die, I want to die as a Muslim. مسلما وتوفني مسلم. موسى was a Muslim. موسى was a Muslim. قال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمون. موسى told his followers, يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم, if you were to believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى فعليه توكلوا, put your trust in him. So there's only one religion here, is Islam. And to whom? To them, tell them that the only guidance, it is not this millet, it is not this faith of faith. The only guidance is the guidance of Allah. Say La ilaha illallah. Why are you shy to say it? Say it and be proud of it. Subhanallah. And this is why I mentioned earlier, those who celebrate these non-Muslim celebrations, especially that celebrations that have to do with aqidah, you are definitely, you know, you are as if you believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla has a child, astaghfirullah, or Allah Azza wa Jalla has a son. So be careful of this. You know, Christmas. And then comes the question, but Sheikh, at work, they give me at the end, or you know, at that Christmas time, they bring us gifts. Should I take that gift or no? And I cannot, and I'm sorry to say no. Shall I reject the gift? What should you do then? Your boss brings you a gift. Christmas. Merry John. Merry Christmas. I said, good Lord. What are you going to reply? What are you going to say? If you're shy, you're shy. You're going to take that. Thank you, sir. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
I wish you all the guidance.
I wish you the best to be guided. Yeah, I wish all the guidance. And if they give you, well, I thank you so much. But that gift, even if you, depending on your that scenario, you don't want to take it or they impose it on you, get rid of it. I would get rid of it. I would not keep it. Hada, because this gift, whom they, what's the purpose? What's the point? I was celebrating something as a company. We're doing well this year, and you thought to share the bonus with us. Oh, wow, I love that. طيب نعم. But no, we're not sharing no bonus with you. This is a Christmas gift, a Christmas bonus. Now it becomes tough one. Now comes the Sheikh. Sheikh, there is a fatwa here. I need a fatwa. I need the money, Sheikh, wallahi. If only they can change the term, instead of saying it's a Christmas bonus, say Isa's bonus. Say anything, but don't mention Christmas bonus. Because I need the money. Wallala. But then, you're going to go for fatwa shopping right there. Aren't you? You're going to go fatwa shopping because you need the money. La hawla wa la quwwata. Hey, sometimes Allah puts us in these situations where you have to make a choice, just like Musa alayhi salam. I has to decide between Musa, between the Egyptian, or between the Israeli. If I side with the Israeli, I'm losing everything. If I side with the Egyptian, then I'm wrong. I'm zalim. It's a tough situation, you know. So depending on your iman, make the right decision.
Can you take the money and put it in sadaqah?
Huh? You see, this is where the fitwa comes in, like the shopping. Can I take the money and put it in a just like the one who works in a liquor store. And then he brings the money, sadaqah to the masjid. Sheikh, this is my zakah. Wallah. They bring zakah, this is the zakat of al-mal. What mal? What is your income comes? I run a liquor store. In San Francisco, naam. He sold it.
Alhamdulillah,
to another Muslim. He sold his liquor store to another Muslim. Yeah, naam. Yeah, it's a true story. For San Francisco, a lot of liquor stores owned by Muslims. Okay, this is really like, قل, just tell, say, in al-huda hudallah. The true guidance, you want the true guidance, you want to be guided, the true guidance comes from Allah, not from them. And be proud of it. Just like Rabi ibn Amr. Who's Rabi ibn Amr? That Sahabi, who came to face Rustam, the leader of Persia. When Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas sent him to negotiate some terms of peace between the Muslims and Persia, because they were a huge war. To spare the war, so he sent someone to negotiate some terms for peace. So comes in this man on his donkey, and then Rustam is sitting in his throne and with crown and on this pillows and harir, like velvets and silk and gold. But this guy goes with his spear, and then he puts tears apart all these pillows and carpets and then he's tried to come to Rustam to agitate him a little bit, and he says, you Muslims, لا نعلم عنكم حضارة أقل من الروماني حضارة وأقل من الهنود حضارة. ما الذي أتى بكم؟ ما نعلمكم إلا رعاة الغنم في الصحراء. ما الذي أتى بكم؟ He says you Muslims you don't know any civilization that is as low as yours compared to the Roman civilization and the Indian civilization and the Greek civilization. You are a bunch of shepherds. So he's trying to provoke him. You're just shepherds, ru'at al-ghanam. Yeah. He says, you're right. But look how proud he was. He says, but ibta'atana Allah linudkhij al-ibad min ibadat al-ibad ila ibadat rabb al-ibad. But Allah has sent us for a purpose. He has sent us to bring people out from worshipping people to worshipping Allah. He brought us out to bring people, you know, from worshipping this dunya to the akhirah. Their aim and the concern should be al-akhirah. We're not here for this dunya. ابتعثنا الله. Allah has sent us with a mission. لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الدنيا والآخرة ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام. And he brought us to bring people out from the tightness of this dunya to the vastness of the akhira. He brought us out to bring people from the atrocities and the injustice of other religions to the justice of Islam. Adl Islam. This is why we're here. We have a mission. And he was proud to say it. Say, La ilaha illallah. And he says, listen, and I give you 3 days to make up your mind. 3 days. Either become a Muslim, pay the jizya, or we meet in the battlefield. Oh, look at the lion. And you have 3 days. It starts now. قل إنه الله هو الهدى. Say the truth, the guidance is guidance that comes from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الهدى. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. هدى. هدى. The هدى. The هدى comes from Allah سبحانه. القرآن is هدى. So the only true guidance is not in that book or the other book or this ملة or that ملة. The true guidance comes from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Because our Mizan, you and I, is Al-Kitab Al-Sunnah. The Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. خلاص, that's it. Every bid'ah is in darkness and every that's darkness is in hellfire. Your Mizan and my Mizan were ruled by قال الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah has said and Prophet Muhammad has said صلى الله عليه وسلم. من بعد ما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. I will end here because this is bara'ah, you know, disavow. Why? تهديد. There's a warning right here, not just to the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام. لا, to all. بريء, just like Ibrahim عليه السلام. إن براء منكم. We're bari minkum, we're innocent from what you're worshipping and what you're doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Prophet Muhammad, and if you were to follow their millah, despite all that's been the ilm that you've been getting and the evidence, فَمَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. You shall have no guardian, no help, and no nasir. The one who gives nusra, the one who gives victory. No one can give you victory if Allah does not give you victory. No one can help you if Allah does not want to help you. إن براء منكم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. Who is الولي? This is the name of Allah عز وجل. الولي, the guardian, the one who can really. It's not your boss. It is not your husband or your wife or your. لا. It is not that bodyguard that you have who will protect you. It is not that doctor. لا. The only true ولي, guardian, is the one who will protect you is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This is what Prophet Muhammad told عليه الصلاة والسلام. He told Ibn Abbas, يا غلام احفظ الله يحفظك, احفظ الله تجد تجاك, إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعد بالله واعلم أن الأمة ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. Oh غلام, be mindful of Allah, Allah shall protect you. Be mindful of Allah, Allah shall be with you. If you ask, ask Allah. If you seek refuge from something, seek refuge from Allah. And rest assured that if the entire ummah The only one who can give you victory is Allah. If the entire ummah come together to benefit you and Allah doesn't want to benefit you, you shall not be benefited. And if they come together to harm you and Allah does not want to harm you, you shall not be harmed. So put your trust in Allah al-Wali. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Nasir comes from Nusrat or Nusra. Nusra or Nasir is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah moves to another beautiful ayah talking about Al-Qur'an. And the difference between people who read the Qur'an and people who recite the Qur'an and people who apply what's in the Qur'an. الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ آتَنَهُمْ كِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. Haqq. Why did you become hafid? Why did you become hafid? Those who recite the Qur'an, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. When they recite it, the haqq of the tilawah. Because the Qur'an has haqq. What is the haqq of the Qur'an? Stop right here. What is the haqq of the Qur'an? Do you know the Qur'an has haqq? My father has haqq upon me. My mother has haqq upon me. My children, they have haqq upon me. You have haqq upon me. And I have haqq upon you. We have haqq upon one another. The Qur'an also has haqq upon you and I. What is the haqq of the Qur'an? Next week, inshallah. Next week, we'll talk about that. And then we will jump to Ibrahim and the relationship between Bani Israel and Ibrahim. Yeah, what does that, you know? And then it comes to Ibrahim and the path of Ibrahim, Hanif and Muslima, and the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the dua of Ibrahim to bring in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the dua of that man, and then comes in his, you know, children of, you know, of Bani Israel, Yaqub, the ayah which we mentioned earlier before Yaqub was to die. All this will come in right after, you know, inshallah ta'ala, this it's a new chapter, and then we will finish the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah, and then we'll start the second juz, inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills. Questions or comments? Aywa?
For Muslims, Uzair is a prophet?
For
Muslims.
Who? Uzair is Muslim. No, he's not a son of Allah, he's a Rasul. Yeah, or Nabi. So, as one of the, we should attend the Nation Builders, my program here on Fridays, we talk about the stories of the prophets. So Al-Uzair is not a, you know, astaghfirullah, Al-Uzair is a prophet. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any questions? Tafaddal.
In light of the ayah, Athamma wajhullah,
how
do we pray when we are on airplane or
traveling on Farida? Tayyib. The question about how to pray when you are in an airplane or traveling in a car. There are two different things. Car is a lot easier than traveling on a plane. Yeah. Right? I travel a lot, so I know. So you have several options. If it's a short range flight or if it's a long haul. If it's a short and on your traveling, you could do jama'ah. You could do combining the salah until you reach the place that you're going to. Let's say I'm going to Montreal. Montreal is a short flight. It's about an hour and a half. So you could wait until you pray there. Now it's Maghrib time. Maghrib times, tayyib, I have time, I can pray when I go to Montreal, so I can combine Maghrib and Isha. Tayyib, that's easy. Can I pray before traveling? But it's not Maghrib. Maghrib reached when you were in the plane. You see, I cannot pray before, because one of the obligatory actions of the Salah, the entering of the time, the Dukhul al-Waqt. The Dukhul al-Waqt is one of the obligatory, you know, components of the Salah. So you cannot pray before. Although some ulama said that maybe you can if you're taking a long flight and it's, you know, won't be able. So some said, but in general, you have to wait for the entering of the time. The time came in where you are in the plane. So I can wait until I reach my destination and then combine the salah. Now it's a long flight. If I were to wait, let's say when I flew from here to Australia, 2 days. So you have to go to Vancouver, and then from Vancouver you catch another flight, 16 hours to, let's say, Melbourne. By 16 hours, you fly Monday, you reach day Wednesday. You lose a day, is gone in the air because of the time change. So what are you going to do now? You have 24 hours of salah, 2 days of salah in fact. This is where you do your timing, based on whatever, the timing. It's salah time, it's maghrib time, it's dhuhr time. This is where you combine the salawat. This is where the best time to combine salah, dhuhr and asr and maghrib and isha, do fajr, and then again, combine the other salawat. But then the question is, then how do I face the qibla? Where is the qibla? At least if you're on the Saudi airline, or the Qatar airline, there's this, the screens, and then they show you where the qibla is.
So, Sheikh, when you say combine the salawat, you mean all the salawat one shot?
No, I didn't say all the salawat in one shot. Combining the salah, dhuhr with asr, and maghrib with isha.
Three times.
Maghrib and isha together. So you do maghrib and isha at the time of maghrib, or at the time of isha. And then dhuhr and asr at the time of dhuhr, or at the time of asr. Jam' taqdim or jam' ta'akhir. You can combine and shorten the salawat. So now comes in the qibla. Where is the qibla? Wallahi, I asked, yeah, flight attendant, yeah, sir, where is the qibla? She will go announce to the pilot, we have a terrorist with us. He's asking for Mecca. You can nicely tell them, I'm a Muslim, and I need to do my prayers. And subhanAllah, I noticed with Muslim airlines, sometimes you will find problems that you would not find with non-Muslim airlines. Non-Muslim airlines, they respect you. They bring you the carpet, the whatever, the rug or something. They put it and then they shut down the curtains and they let you pray. They don't bother you, man. Wallah. And then the other ones, they say, pray sitting. Pray sitting. We have a fatwa, pray sitting. That's your fatwa. I don't believe that, man. My fatwa is to pray. No, so I can stand the whole time, it's okay with you. Huh? But when I do Allahu Akbar, they have a problem with that. And it kills me in the head. It kills me, man. So here's the thing, yahi. You don't want to do it in such a way that you are in confrontation between them. You do it in a nice way. So the sign is out. It's fine. I mean, I can stand up, go and move on. Taib, I will find, where's the qibla? Try to, where's the south? Where's the east? Where's the, it's really easy. You can ask the pilot, tell them, where's Mecca? Where's the east? Whatever, depending where you are. If you are able to find where the qibla is, great. If not, أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Anywhere you face, that is the qibla. But you try. طيب, should you stand or sit? هذا سؤال كمان. أنا جايك. Stand or sit? They are serving food. Play it wisely. I'm not going to go in at the time where I'm going to stop them and there's I'm going to wait until maybe they turn off the light, until they're sitting, they're eating, the flight attendants, they have served the food. So it's clear. Then go and do your salah. It's clear. Depending on the plane, on the aircraft, then you can go somewhere and do your salah. Nobody will bother you. You can stand and you can pray. And since you're doing qasr, it's turaka. Tan, you're done. Tafashatan, yani. I do the chicken. Not tan. He's Moroccan, man. Tan. It's not like a header, like a.
It's not true, but the plane is full. It's not possible.
It's possible, and I'm going to tell you, okay? طيب انت بس بوصل عندك انت بس انا عندي possible. Why? Because I've done it. Even the place is over full. You go somewhere in the back, in somewhere by the other where you can do it. When the even a small plane. Even a small plane, I have done it. In the back or in the front. I ask permission. As they're going, with their cart, can I just borrow here? Just 1 minute, 2 minutes. Wallahi, I do it and I respect. I do my salah standing. This is me. It's up to you. But enemy, I can do it. Alhamdulillah. But I pick the right time for doing it so I don't cause them any disturbance. Right? It don't cause them any disturbance. The light is on. The plane is like shaking. Allahu Akbar. And then where? Right where the door is. The door, no, they're going to come and kick you. Don't. So you play the Muslims smart. Or as soon as you take off, Allahu Akbar. They used to do it. They used to go and stand one after another, one in the aisle. So the airline made rules, they sit and pray. In jamaat. They close in the whole. No. You have to do it with. And then sometimes, oh, Sheikh, you're praying and they come and join me. No, please. The most is if I am in other, sometimes like the 787 or 777. 77 in the middle there is a kind of a little, not even a space, it's a walk-through. Right?
Between
in the middle there's a had it has two curtains. You can close the curtains and it becomes like musalla.
Yeah.
And you can pray there standing. Airplane full, mafull, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you can, if you cannot, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لا يكلف الله نفسا. You can sit and pray and you try it. But at least when you stand and pray, Al-Fatiha, here's another problem people do. And this, I listen with studying of all the madahib, by the way. At-Takbir and the Fatiha, should I be sitting? لا, you stand. You stand for At-Takbir al-Ihram, Allahu Akbar, and the Fatiha before you sit. And you know, finish the. Then you may say, Tab Sheikh, and I don't want to do it because I don't want to embarrass myself. If you want to stand, I might as well go stand in the back. Then go stand in the back and pray. But I'm giving you all the options. Now it's your choice. مفهوم يعني الجالس واقف وجمع وقصر والأشياء هذه كلها.
I have another question.
We can serve the tea because it's almost 9:15. Best serve the tea only those who came and those who are here. مفهوم؟ اللي ما كان موجود ما تعطيه الشاي. اللي موجود ما تعطيه الشاي. No tea for anybody who did. لا, he wasn't. لا, he wasn't. ما
يوجد.
هي كان أنا ما بدخل ما دخلني أنا بس أنا الشاي بتاعي ما يشربوا إلا اللي كان قاعد معي. My tea. Only those who are here. أي نعم. الله يتفضل إن شاء الله. لا لا خلاص. Here's this one. You had a question. You said somebody when حدا تفضل.
How do you calculate the timing? Depending on the country of
the
area, take off or
طيب بعد الأذان ومسمى الطول إن الأذان ما يزكر خير. الله يزكر خير. ها؟ You did not send me the information. You didn't send me the information. You didn't. السكر الأبيض هذا السكر الأسود السكر الأسود
لا مزبوط نعم
take this give me the other one yours. Where's yours? The one I gave you. Yours.
Thank you. Thank you,
Sheikh. Oh, yeah, man, we miss you.
The last word, though. Last word, the Imam.
Yeah, listen. Last one. This for you?
The last one that dropped.
So quick, inshallah, the question about the timing, right? The timing, you have to assess the timing. Is it like depending on, you know, like you're traveling? So if it's a long flight, let's say we're traveling, let's say to Vancouver, right?
To the Middle East.
To the Middle East. To the Middle East. When you travel from here, so you go with the time of like the plane, the pilot tells you what time is it now in the location where we're now. You can ask that question, they will tell you. At this time, here, at this place, we are 2 o'clock. We are this, you know, with regard to the Dhuhr and Asr. But Maghrib, مثلاً, easy. Maghrib is like when you see the, you know, the sun is setting, and then you see that reddish color, and whatnot. So you understand that it is Maghrib time. So you can wait until it becomes totally dark, so you don't make no mistakes, and combine Maghrib and Isha. There is no problem there. The only thing is with regard, and Fajr is no problem. Sunrise, you see the daylight, khalas, it becomes the horizontal, not the vertical. You know, al-subh, mush al-kadib, mush al-fajr al-kadib, al-fajr al-sadiq. You know, the true Fajr, not the other one. Then you pray Fajr, then it's just Dhuhr and Asr, you can ask, depending where the location that I am in. If he says it's, you know, Dhuhr is at 1:30, the Adhan is at 1:30. He tells you it's where we are now is 1:45. You know it's Dhuhr, right? Or you can pray Dhuhr and Asr, or you can delay until Asr time, depending where you are.
Also, route map is also displayed.
Yeah, but he does not know the timing actually, so he's asking by the time. The timing ask for the. Yeah.
في الوينتر تايم.
وقفتنا هذا ده.
خليت
هشوف أنت كمل.
Okay, في الوينتر تايم كل الصلوات very close to each other.
Yes, this is good. In the winter time, all the salawat are close to each other, so you combine them quickly. يعني
ما. No, like you in the road. Let's say if it's snow or it's raining. Can you pray in the car?
Jazakallah khair. So this is again exceptions. We're talking about exceptions. If I'm snowing and there's nowhere I can pray, like this in TikTok, طلع لي واحد بيصلي and he is making sujood in the hood, in the مش hood, in the
على ال
الباك بتاع السيارة. هذا ال إيش تسموه هذا ال trunk. Yeah, he's standing and then he goes inside, jumps and he makes sujood inside the trunk. No, but let's say it's snowing. There's nowhere. There's no rest area. Maybe try to find a rest area. There's no rest area, and I'm traveling, and it's khalas. The time is asr. Let's say the best question would be asr. Asr is it's almost maghrib, and I did not pray asr. That's not the exception. Or mafish. It's all like
maybe.
So you make it. Wallahi, you can pray still. Ha, in your phone, you can pray in the. I did it. My first time landing in Canada. This is my welcome into Canada. I prayed on the snow. Yeah, wallah. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, wallah.